This is Mark from the Long Tall Texans, and you're listening to Punky Radio.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found the all-new Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And here on this biological, new, improved Punky Radio this week, we have once again have 8 songs, but I'm warning you now, if you don't like psychobilly, you're not going to like this show, because this is the Psychobilly Meeting Panita Special. Woo!
Yay!
Which we were both at.
Yeah.
It's a first. So, just to give you an idea, a touch of what... Actually, no, saying that, all the music... The 8 songs I've picked are all very different from each other. So, but anyway, first up is Frenzy, Tony, and a track called Cry or Die. This is a really, really old track. What I want to know is what's interesting about this song. But you can tell me afterwards.
You told me you would love me, never be untrue. But you got begging, what am I gonna do? You said you love me, love me, love me, love me. And cry or die, or cry or die. The time is going slowly, I just can't live without you. Baby, baby, I beg you, what am I gonna do? You said you love me, love me, love me, love me. Cry or die, cry or die.
Yes,
baby, baby, I beg you, what am I gonna do? You said you love me, love me, love me, love me. We'll cry or die, we'll cry or die. Baby, baby, I beg you, tell me what's the score.
You said you love me, love me, love me, love me.
Gonna cry or die, or cry or die.
Just cry, just cry, just cry, just cry, just cry.
Tony, Frenzy and Cry or Die, that's a really, really old song. Well, I would almost go as far as say one of the original Psychobilly numbers.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. What I want to know is, what is Frenzy's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Frenzy?
No, MySpace.com/Frenzy Rock.
Right.
I mean, it's poorly being the internet one, Tony Nil. And did you spot the interesting thing in that song?
No.
It's not Steve Whitehouse, the Frenzy lead singer, singing it.
Okay.
He is doing the backing vocals, and even though it's a well-known Frenzy number, and they did this song at the end of their set in Panita, when this song was recorded, it sounds very much like that. It's Simon Brands, the now deceased lead singer of Torment, singing the lead vocal.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Little bit of psychobilly nonsense for you there. This is the Planet Smashers. Now, I have a word of the week for you, but I haven't opened the document yet. So what I'll do instead is I'll go straight into some MySpace comments, because we've had a couple of MySpace comments, and we've got a Facebook comment.
Excellent.
That's what I'm doing this first bit. So myspace.com/Punky Radio. Please do leave us a comment if you are on MySpace, particularly if you are at the Psychobilly meeting in Spain. I'd like to know what you think of this show, etc., etc. 2,500 characters. Pretty much how many people were in Spain. I don't want you all on the same comment. Anyway, this you'll like this one. Dear Paul and Tony, because of listening to Punky, Chantel and I were subjected to listening to Sub. Well, my dear friends, we are going to see them live in, I don't know, Guelph or Guelph, Ontario, at Canardina, next weekend. So thank you, Jerk Pies, for connecting us with this band. Cheers, from Canardina. And you know what that means, Tony? Once again, Punky is uniting fans
across
the lands. Exactly, that is brilliant. Well done, I'm glad. When she said we were subjected to listen to Sub, I thought, Oh, really? What, you've got some girl crying in the corner saying, smack me, smack me.
No.
Book it, chap. I'll eat you, big hairy chaps, like. I've been neglecting my spears of late, but since you're running low on comments, I thought I'd pop by and leave some abuse. I had to remember my password for this week. Episode 1 was like a nun's chap, dry and tight, but really fun to listen to, like, you know, like. No, dude. The story read out in the obligatory, terrible Geordie accent. Bring on Toon V Forest next season. Much love, expat Geordie Rich, when the boat comes in. Oh, that's style that I added the last bit. Ah. And he was right, of course. It was a particularly bad Geordie accent there, but nevertheless valid. Oh, they're in a fucking mess, aren't they, Newcastle United? It's hilarious.
So they actually got relegated then, I missed that.
Oh, good Lord, Tone, and so much more. The place that all the other teams in the country are buying players to improve their side and getting new managers and all that. And basically, Newcastle United at the moment have got an owner who can't sell the club, a manager who hasn't been officially appointed, and a load of players in limbo, none of whom know what's going on, except Michael Owen, who's gone to Man United for nothing.
Oh, in Newcastle, it was owned by some. The manager quit because the owner was messing it about or something.
Tony, you're going to have to give up on football now. This was all a long, long time ago.
I vaguely remember something.
This was Kevin Keegan. It was before Christmas. Since then, they had Joe Kinnear as manager, who was withdrawn when he had a heart attack. And then they got another manager who'd been rubbish at Forest, Colin Calderwood. And then eventually, Alan Shearer came in for the last 8 games of the season and they won 1.
Right.
And they see him as a saviour. Oh, so sad. Right, now, so anyway, onto Facebook. Lots of you are on Facebook. I'm back in love with MySpace, as I say. When I came back from Spain and realised everyone in Europe isn't on Facebook, they're still on MySpace, I thought, that's the thing to do. Get a load of new European friends and then we'll get loads of MySpace comments, although we might not understand what the fuck they're saying. And we've also got a punky Facebook group now. It's groups.2/punky. And which is a lot easier than it used to be when it was www.loadsandloadsofnumbers.gov/blimey-governor. I don't know what's going on. Asterisk. Woo. So it is much more simple. You can't just type in punky to Facebook. You'll find it. So please do join that group if you're on Facebook as well. And leave your comment, which is what Brittany did. And I have just noticed where Brittany was from. So it's an opportunity for me to, yes, Tony, show my talents as an impersonator and cunning linguist.
Better than mine.
Oh, I don't know. Your pirate's excellent. I fucking love you guys. I listen to you guys from the state of Kentucky. My boyfriend downloads your shows from iTunes. And we listen to you guys anytime we are in the car. I should really say automobile, but I can't say automobile. I love every song that comes on and laugh non-stop. Keep up the good work now. Keeping punky alive in the States. Love you guys, Brittany. Oh. Well, I may have to go on to the veranda and have me a mint julep. That's Brittany from Kentucky. Thank you so much, Brittany. And obviously, that was a perfect Kentucky accent, and perfect. Everyone will agree with me. Right, now then, Tony, I have now got word of the week, finally.
Okay.
I have managed to open up. This doesn't deserve an accent. Word of the week. This came through. I'm not trying to haunt you since you got back into the country, honestly. But I heard this from my boss the other day, and I thought it would amuse you. He described a dehydrated patient as being drier than a nun's nasties. Awful mental image, but pertinent in this heatwave. Black cat. Well, thank you, Black Cat, but there is also drier than a witch's tit, which I also like. Do you know any other drier things, mate? There's a few, aren't there?
No, wasn't it colder than a witch's tit?
Colder than a witch's tit, possibly, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Colder than a witch's tit, drier than a nun's nasties. What else is there? It's as dry as pie.
Dry as pie.
But yeah, we've got nothing else, so
no.
Go ahead. It's drier than a nun's nasty, stays in. We since that word of the week came in, we have had some rain. So it's not quite as dry as it was. It's now as damp as a nun's nasty. Because you're not telling me they don't get aroused.
Well,
that Jesus was a good looking bloke. So yeah, it's all we've got. If you have a word of the week, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email word of the week. Time for the next song. So are you ready for the next song?
Yep.
We should be on this Panita Psychobilly special. What we got? Oh god, now you saw this band, Tony. We'll talk about them very briefly after the break, but you did see Demented Argo, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
You saw more of them than I did, bloody Huns. This is from an album called Hallucination. They played at the nightclub night of the festival. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Demented Argo's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/DementedArgo.
No, MySpace.com/official Demented Argo. It's Paulie B Internet 2, Tony 0, and this is Reptile Queen Swamp Slut Bitch. Demented Argo. You are now listening to Cemetery Surfers. So, Tony, did you like Demented Argo?
It was a bit, but it went on a bit long, and because I didn't know the songs, I couldn't distinguish them.
Yeah, but they're an interesting proposition live.
Yeah,
aren't they? Sparky is just the most mental frontman. Did you hear the bit when he was going on about Michael Jackson?
Well, that's when I heard that he was dead. I think I just heard him say, "Oh, by the way, Michael Jackson's dead. Good, he was a cunt anyway. Anyway, let's play this." That's all I remember him saying about it.
This is the Cemetery Surfers. They're not the C word. They're lovely people. Interesting for an early Paulie B's international gig guide. On Wednesday, December the 23rd, I'm going to see Demented Argo in Newport, and I booked my hotel yesterday for a bargain price of £19.
Nice. They're playing in Mansfield as well.
They are doing.
Yeah, I just noticed that when I come back, like, they're playing in the Mill.
Well done, Kev, because Kev asked me to send him a list of psychopathy bands that I thought could get a crowd in there. Because they've got a punk crossover audience, I thought they would go down well there. Because he's had a few, hasn't he, up there then?
Yeah, the Meteor was played.
Yeah, just when I fucking leave.
Yeah.
So I was getting a load of brilliant fucking bands on. Anyway, it's time for Podcast Alley.
Yeah. Thank you for all your votes and comments so far this month. If you haven't voted so far, please do vote for us. It's always a bit of a quiet month for votes and things in the summer, so please do vote for us. Easiest way is go to punkyradio.com, and on top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment if you so wish, because I'll read them out.
Cough button.
Yeah. And here we go, the top five from this month, the week of Watch Out Europe. This is one of my favourite shows, and I'm on it. And even though I'm just about to leave to go to Europe for a month, by the time Tony reads this out, I would probably already have got back. Come on, Tony, catch up. And that's from me. Thank you, me.
Nice comment, Tony.
Yeah, he's right.
That's a lovely comment, Tony, from wherever you were when you wrote that.
If you like things that are awesome, then you will like Punky.
Clap your hands. If you like things that are awesome, clap your hands. If you like things that are awesome and you really want to know some, if you like things that are awesome, clap your hands. Hey!
It's the best podcast around. Keep up the good work. Lots of love. Tom Boldy.
Tom Boldy!
Yeah, thank you. 200 Punkies. Congratulations on 200 episodes of Punk Rock Goodness. Favourite song from the last show? Revenge of the Psychotronic Man. Felt Death Fuckstorm. From Bill from New York.
Bill has an eclectic taste.
He does. But he always votes. Thank you, Bill.
Well, it's nice to know he likes the taste of felt.
Did Bill ever send us a picture of him in his t-shirt?
No, I don't think he's ever sent us a picture of him. He may not exist in the physical world.
Ah, right, okay. Fair enough.
I'm only saying that. I'm just saying Bill is the interdimensional outer space being from New York.
Okay.
Is that you, Bill Hanf? It's me, Bill Hanf. Is that you, Bill Hanf, in a UFO? Is that you, Bill Hanf? It's me, Bill Hanf, the interdimensional outer space being.
Good luck, Tony. Arse-licking, bean-flicking, bum-fucking, cock-sucking, shit-to-fisting...
Record breaker!
Cool listening punky.
From Record breaker!
Heat for you. I don't quite know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Tony, a lot of girls have got heat for me.
Yeah?
Yeah. They're packing it, it's guns. They're going to shoot me.
And finally, Punky Rules. More ska, please. And since you're in the biz, in the know and all that sort of rot, when are the Canard, Nard, Nard and the Sky Meisters, known as the Planet Smashers, coming out with a new album? From Ed Diamantos Populus. Ed Diamanto Polos.
Or something like that.
Something like that.
I'm afraid we don't know, because they don't talk to us anymore.
No.
Basically. So I will try and find out again. I'll send them another message and maybe they will talk to us again at some point. Wouldn't it have been great if that last comment had just said, more ska, please, lots of love, the Specials.
Yeah.
Should we play next song?
Yeah, that's it for Podcast Alley.
Very good. Please do send us your votes. We like getting them. They make a fuck all difference, but we like getting them. And you always write funny comments on them. Mm. Here's the first one this week from a band called Long Tall Texans, Tony. This is one of their best known songs. You heard this. This is The Indians.
Home, fields and plains, and while we own American natives, lift up the land. She never
That was Long Tall Text then. The Indians, the Indians, the Indians. Bow, bow. Quite a simple chorus. One of their best known and favourite tracks live. And of course, we did see them live. And later in the show, you'll be hearing an interview with Mark from the Long Tall Texans, who you heard at the very start of this show. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Long Tall Texans' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Long Tall Texans.
No, I was very clever there. It's MySpace.com/TheLongTallTexans. It's poorly being Internet 3, Tony Neil. This is fantastic news for me. Just a little word now, Tony. Just a little word. Just a, another little Ross's International Gig Guide. Now, he hasn't sent you this. He hasn't sent me this. But see, if it's this Thursday and I'm fucking DJing at it, I thought I'd tell you about the last ever Thursday Fury at the Black Horse on Hastings Street, Luton. It's going to be brilliant. And Russ and myself, because it's the last night and he's not leaving under a cloud, but basically the people in the pub have said they don't want it anymore, they'd rather have people playing pool.
So
Russ has asked me to put together my set, and he's doing his whole set. He said my set will have an ironic twist. I went, oh really? Every single one of the songs that I'm doing is about leaving, killing, dying or fucking, right? And his is very, very similar. In fact, I've got my set list here. Here we are. Setlist, 16th July. If you needed a reason to come, here it is. See if you can spot the pattern. Talking Heads, Burning Down the House. Cramps, Heartbreak Hotel, live. Violent Femmes, Gone Daddy Gone. Demented I'll Go, Cast Iron Arm, with the line it, fuck off and die. They Might Be Giants, Build a Little Birdhouse in Your Soul. We Want the Guy to Be Nice. Russ hates that song, that's why I'm playing it. Space, did he jump or was he pushed? The Damned, Edward the Bear, Shadows Fall, Bow Down 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 Bow, In the Places We Used to Play, Frenzy, Cry or Die, as you just heard, Gene Loves Jezebel, Heartache, Meteors, I Don't Worry About It, The Buzzcocks, What Do I Get, Tempo Tudor, Throwing My Baby Out with the Bathwater, Wayne County Electric Chairs, Fuck Off, Reverend Horn Heap, Where in the Hell Did You Go with My Toothbrush, Pop Will Eat Itself, Wise Up Sucker, Frantic Flintstones, Wider Road to Hell, Sweatmaster, Down to Size, Zombina the Skeletones, I Love Rock and Roll More Than I Love You, The Datsuns, Motherfucker from Hell, and Bleach Boys, You Can't.
Nice.
Do you think they'll get the message?
Probably.
If you're not doing anything on Thursday, it's free entry. It's really, really good fun. A load of nice people down there. Do come down and support the last ever gig so that the landlord realises what he's missing should they decide to move it somewhere else. I am thinking of starting something similar in Hitchin. More of that in the future. Right. Have you got a twat?
I do. It's a very small one, though.
Good. A tight little twat.
Tight little twat. Succinct.
Quite frankly, they're the only ones I can do anything with.
Okay, cool. I am running low on twattage, though, so if you think you can better this week's twat, and I think you can, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Simple as that. And, yeah, nominate me a summer twat.
And if you have a tight little twat, why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, I have a tight little twat. And inside, write me a poem. Roses are red, violets are blue. I have a tight little twat waiting for you. And I'll see how many I get, and I'll read them all out next week.
Okay. I wondered where you were going with that, but that's fine.
Did you?
A little bit.
Did you? Yeah, did you say, and I'll hitchhike to your house immediately.
Yeah. Never know.
At last, something that might notice me.
So this is, it's from Tristan Dance. Very short one.
Well, they're a goth band.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Are they a public school
Tristan
goth band?
Dance.
Tristan Dance.
And he calls it Twat of the Week. It's not Twat of the Week, is a twat. Is a
right,
twat.
Right, so straight away before we start, Tristan Dance, from wherever he is a twat. Twat.
And here he goes. Here's a twat of the week for you. His name is Kyle Hill. He lives in New York. And I've put him up because about a month and a half ago he flaked out on his wife and son and has yet to pay anything in the form of child support and is a douchebag overall. That's all
Tony,
I've got.
Tony, hold on a minute.
Yeah?
It's a shame that Tristan's surname isn't Shout. Seek it up, baby, now, Tristan Shout. Tristan Shout. Tristan, can you imagine that at school? Every
that
time
would be ace.
So you said, Tristan Shout. Everyone would get up and start grooving.
He should change it.
Yeah, by deed poll. Tristan, if you're listening, and you are, change your surname from dance to shout and watch the girls come flocking. Shake it up, baby, now shake it, baby. Twist and shout, twist and shout. Come on, come on, come on, come on, baby. Oh, it's nice having my voice back.
It's nice. All right. So that's it, really. So are you ready?
Oh, we've got nothing else.
Okay. So Kyle Hill from New York
is a twat.
Thank
now,
you.
Now, I haven't got down who's playing underneath us here. Have you?
No. I've not got the notes up, actually.
Right, okay. This is the bed you're listening to at the moment is a mystery.
Yeah.
Because I haven't got the information. Anyway, straight on with the next song. And this is the Arkhams, Tony, right? Now, these were a band. I think, did you see the Arkhams or were they on the Sunday?
I can't remember. I missed
they
two
were
nights.
On the Sunday. They were on the Sunday.
Right, right.
You missed the Arkhams. They were fucking brilliant. And their lead guitarist looks like Harry Secombe. And it's called Bob. And they've got a great album out that I haven't got in front of me, can't remember the name of it, but they very kindly gave me a copy of the album, and I said, I will do you justice. If I'd had my recording device on me, I would have interviewed them, but I didn't. But they're from New York as well. So maybe Bill Hanf and Tristan Shout could get to see them do a show sometime, because they are brilliant. What do I know is, Tony, what is the Arkhams MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheArkhams.
See, I was really hoping you'd go, oh, he just said the Arkhams there. No, you are in fact right.
Hey.
Paulie B, the Internet 3. Tony, what? How are you spelling Arkhams?
Arkhams.
Very good, boy. Yeah. Hell's where all the good records are. Tony, that was the Arkhams, and you were listening to Project Marv on the Ethan. Sorry, Marv, and I imagine you've got no news about Marv.
No.
Excellent. No. Have you managed to learn anything about a GoDaddy yet?
No, sorry. No, you have to tell me something, I'm afraid.
Let me tell you about them.
Okay.
Essentially, GoDaddy.com are a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hosting, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
And increase site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and easy podcasting. So all you would-be Tonys out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves after all. Everything is laid out really simply on the site, and if you type in the order code PUNKY1, that's...
PUNKY1?
into the space provided you get an additional 10% off. It's particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a Punky 2 code, that's
Punky 2,
which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over 35 Mika. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of a data exchange rate at a baby.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. And happy to introduce to you the world's first Italian pirate.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well done, boy. This is the Arkhams again. Insane. So that was the Arkhams and Insane. Tony, I won't be asking you about the MySpace pages of the bands in the second half of the show, because it's the same bands again. We're playing them all twice. It was like a little secret I had. So basically, you've lost 3-1, tough, ha. Huh?
Okay.
All four bands should be in our MySpace Top Friends this week. Although, if Demented Are Go aren't, do visit DementedAreGo.net, where you can get more information about them, because we keep asking to... I don't know. I don't think they check their page very often, basically. As I say, what was I saying? That was the Arkhams and Insane. They were playing at the Pineda Psychobilly Festival. I will be telling you more about it in a little while. But first of all, Tony, I'm quite interested for you to pick up where you left off on last week's show, when you were telling me about your trip around Europe. I can't remember how far you got. You'd come back from Berlin, had you?
Just come back from Berlin. So we came back to Bottrop in the west of Germany, where Steph's mum lives, and booked the next bit, which was Holland. We wanted to go somewhere in Holland, and we'd both seen Amsterdam. In fact, it's close enough to drive to for the afternoon from Steph's house, so we wanted to go somewhere different. So we went to the North Holland.
Hey, that's worth knowing if you're a sex tourist.
Yeah.
In the Dortmund area.
Düsseldorf.
Oh, Düsseldorf, sorry. Yeah.
Dortmund's in the other side.
So
we went to a place called Bergen, which is just in the north of Holland. Bergen, right. And Zee. It's like a little seaside resort.
Cool.
that 3 days in there. That was nice.
3 days there, blimey.
3 days, yeah. And just wanted to see some of Holland, really. And it was.
Did you find that part of Holland to be much more conservative than you were expecting, with lovely, clean cobbled streets and people with clogs and tulips?
Didn't see much clogs, but okay. There wasn't much topless sunbathing on the beach. We had to go to the nude section of the beach for that.
Oh, well done. At least you did manage to go.
Saw my first nude beach. That was interesting. And lots of bicycles. I was quite surprised by the amount of bicycles.
Have you not heard about the Dutch?
I've heard about it, but I've never seen it.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, yeah. Well, because it's all on the flat, isn't it? It's easy. You know, you don't get out of breath.
Yeah.
Especially there, because that's reclaimed land, isn't it? Bergen on Zee.
Is it?
I think that's reclaimed land, yeah. I think that should technically be under the sea.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So where's that here? Where was the nearest big place to there then?
Oldmar, something like that.
Alkmaar, yeah, that is near to. I thought I recognised the name. That is near. I stayed in Heemskerk a few times when I was younger. It's all up around there.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's an awesome area.
It's a very lovely, picturesque, nice. All the towns look very nice, don't they?
Yeah.
Very sweet.
So it was good to check that out. We had a little beach holiday. Then we came back to Germany and then tried to figure out how the hell to get to Pineda. Tried to book trains, and I got talked into possibly flying with given drugs. But it turned out driving was the cheap option.
Well, fair enough.
Yeah.
So listen, we'll hear about your drive either later on in this show or next week. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Brilliant. Because now I want to play while we're in. Now I know I called it Pineda last year, but the locals call it Pineda.
Oh, right.
That's how it's spelled. I was trying to out-Spanish them, but they're, of course, not Spanish. They're Catalan. Yeah, and they just say Pineda. So, fair enough, Pineda de Mar it is.
Okay.
That's why they say Porto rather than Puerto as well. And very interesting people. Anyway, one very interesting person was someone I bumped into on the beach.
Okay.
Mark from Longtail, Texas. I had my recording device with me. I brazenly walked up to him and said, Mark, it's Paulie B from Punky Radio here. Do you mind if I do an impromptu interview with you right here on the beach? And he went, no trouble at all. So do excuse the sea breeze in the background and the bikini babe that walks up to us halfway through the interview. Self-explanatory. We'll go straight into the start of this and I'll tell you about the band afterwards.
It's Paulie B from Punky Radio, sat on the beach in Pineda de Mar, right now joined by Mark from Longtail, Texas. Hello, mate.
How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, good. So, this is weird, isn't it? Because I think you're the only band that you've done 2 years in a row.
Yeah, we've done the last 2 years. I feel like they tend to put the same bands on, I think.
Well, yeah, but I mean, how come you got... Because I saw you last year, and how come you got booked back here? Are they just...
I don't know. I think actually since the festival started, I think we're one of the bands that made it most, actually, Racco was telling me the last 10 years or whatever.
Things just says, oh, we need a band on for the girls. Cause, no, because I have noticed that when I go and go to gigs and see them, like, there's always all the girls wearing Longtail, Texas t-shirts.
Oh, really?
You know that. And there's like, it doesn't matter who's around. And like, you know Alcoholic Rats Joe, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
Massive Texans fan. And all the psychobilly girls, they all love the Texans. Why do you think it is?
I don't know. It must be my good looks.
Might be.
Mine is getting hard to look good in my old age. I'm not looking in the mirror anymore.
Oh, you old age. You're looking better than me, my friend. So, have you been recording recently, or have you got anything new coming up?
We're just working on a new album at the moment. We'll be playing a few new songs tonight.
Oh, will you?
We will be recording in August.
Right.
And I want to have something out for October.
And where are you going to be recording it?
We'll be recording in the same place we always record, which is a place called Kelfold.
And is that in Brighton?
Sussex, yeah. It's just outside.
Thank you so much. Okay. Oh, good. And your name is?
I haven't got one.
Oh, never mind. Right, there's a Bob.
Yeah, Bob sounds like
I know. There's a really fit nameless chick with us now. It's cool. So,
Are you doing lots of festivals this summer?
Less than last year, actually. I think once we get the album out again, last year we did quite a lot of the festivals. The problem is a lot of the festivals, there's a lot of the same bands.
Yeah.
It seems so, obviously, you know. And then when you do a little tour or small 3 or 4 day gigs, everyone's seen you.
Yeah,
everyone wants to go to festivals.
Yeah, so will you tour with the album? Will you back the album?
Yeah, we'll do a tour then. It's usually weekends, really, Thursdays to Saturday.
But what do you do? When you're touring normally, you're doing, I don't mean a great hits, but you do everything, because I spoke to Pip from the Bats and he was saying he's always really scared to do new stuff because he thinks that the fans just want to hear their favourite ones.
Well, I think with if you release an album, it needs to be out 2 or 3 months before.
Yeah.
You start playing too many songs, tomorrow, if we played 10 new songs, people ain't going to want to hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
They want to hear the other stuff.
Right. So you just work it in?
Yeah, I mean, I'll put a couple in tomorrow and then I think if you sell for a couple of months, people have a chance to hear it.
Yeah.
Then people say, you know, if there's a couple of good tracks on there, then really.
But do you find it hard that, because obviously, for songs to come into the set, it's got to knock one out, hasn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we've got a lot of songs, you know. It's like, we revamp and do songs again that we haven't done for years. Obviously, we have to rehearse it again, so we forget and try and do it in a little different way. But I think it's keeping it fresh, you know. The songs that we've been doing for a long time, I've sort of had enough. I want to kick it out and replace it, and then it'll come back.
When I see you, though, you say, we've had enough, whatever, but you're the most energetic Psychobilly front man.
Yeah.
And every gig you do is with a smile on your face. You never look bored. Yeah, you always look like you're loving it, you know?
I mean, I do enjoy it. I mean, there's a lot of gigs that, you know, I look like I'm enjoying myself, and sometimes I come off and I don't enjoy it. But I think that's my forte, is I always look like I'm having a good time.
Right.
Anyway.
All right, then.
Very occasion.
You got a plastic smile on. What's the worst gig you've ever done?
The worst gig? Well, it's not so much the worst gig, it's like when
what's the worst thing that's happened at a gig?
The worst thing that's happened, I think actually it was 3 years ago when we played here in Killella, there was loads of water on the stage, and the guitarist went up to the mic to say something, he got a big whack of electricity. I laughed my head off because it was great, he got it. I was laughing at his misfortune, went up myself, got the same.
Yeah. I've got a quip.
We only actually played for about 40 minutes, but right. Every time I went to that microphone, I was getting massive belts, and then they put something around the microphone. But I spoke to people the day after who said they were at the front the stage with their hands on the stage, and well, because it was wet they could feel it. So it weren't just me. Very dangerous that.
So listen, I haven't got the new album yet, so we've got to play one of the one of your old songs. Okay. on the show. Have you got a favourite?
Well, I suppose really my old favourite, and most people kind of know I love it and I hate it, is Bloody. I suppose
we'll play Bloody for you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed.
Cheers, mate. Thank you. Your life. When a
So that was Long Tall Texans and Bloody. Now I've taken that out, that song, from a best of called Texas Beat,
right?
Which is a good introduction to Long Tall Texans if you can get hold of it. I think there's a couple of best ofs out, and they're just, well, you saw them, didn't you?
I think no, I missed them.
Oh, did you miss them as well?
Yeah, they were on the Friday. We missed one night in the middle.
Oh right, yeah. Why was that?
Because we're just knackered. We could go out Friday and then probably miss Saturday, or miss Friday and go out Saturday.
Oh, okay, right.
We're just about caught. Our bodies start catching up Saturday night because we were fine Saturday night.
God, you didn't really get the benefit out of your bonus ticket, did you?
No, not really.
Oh dear, I got the benefit out of mine. I saw every fucking band. Long Tall Texans were excellent, and as discussed in the interview, they have played it more often than any other band, I think, and all the girls like them. Really, really catchy, really good fun, really, again, quite accessible way into psychobilly. They're just good lads, you know, just good fun. You listen to Chup Tops right now. Before that, the bed previously was Mustang Lightning. Tone, I think this might be a good opportunity, though, just to find out about the next leg of your trip, because I've been waiting to hear this driving story for a couple of weeks now.
Right, well, yeah, so we'd organised to get a Pineda and decided to drive. So we plotted the trip through. It looks about 800 miles, so which is, it reckoned internet about 13 hours. I think that's probably in a decent car, certainly not in my pile of shit. So we thought we'd split it into two. And it looked about halfway about the Montélimar area, although over halfway. Halfway was Lyon.
Oh, the home of Nougat.
Yeah. So we got 100 miles past Lyon. That's where we're heading to, staying in a little shitty B&B. So we drove through. We ended up drove out of Germany, left at 4 o'clock in the morning, through Luxembourg, no problems. Entered France, thought brilliant, doing great here. Now we noticed on the route there was toll roads. We thought, well, we had no idea how much they cost or how they even worked, so I thought we'd do it. We hit the toll roads and we stopped off at the service station just beforehand to get a coffee, because we've been driving for about 5 hours at this point. Had a coffee, lovely, sat down, got back to the car, and there was a customs van parked in the car park with about five strapping French blokes in it. So walked past them, thought nothing of it, got into the car, and as soon as I put the key into the car engine, they pulled up behind us and were banging on the window. So they wanted to talk to us about if we had anything to declare, any alcohol, no, any cigarettes, no, not really. So, but they made us open the boot and had a look through what we've got in the car.
The so, French whackers.
You sure you haven't got any marijuana? I was like, no, we're all right, no. And then it's after about 5 minutes, and I mean, there was three of them standing around the car as well, and with guns. It just seemed a little bit much, because we hadn't had any issues at this point. We've driven across Germany, into Holland, through Belgium, no problems whatsoever, borders all open, la la la, driving straight
through.
Yeah,
but they all quite like the English. Did you have a GB stick on the car?
We did.
Yeah. Fucking
French. So the bloody French, as soon as we get into their country, they pull us over. Oh, do you have the drugs? And that's it. And that was in
French
a service
pirate.
Station. French pirate. Because I was confused, thought, well, what an odd place to stop us. But I thought, okay, well, he was kind of nice enough, even though he had a gun. He let us go.
And so well, that was nice. So you hadn't done anything wrong.
I know. But we carried on driving. But
I hope they apologised.
Let's get the hell out of here. Already a bit pissed off and being anti-French all the way through the place. Gone to toll road. Came off at one of them and paid. And then as soon as we got off it, another French customs guy walked in front of us. And he was carrying one of those things they throw across the road that burst your tyres.
Oh, yeah.
Stingers. They're carrying it like a rocket launcher over his shoulder. And then just stood in front of us and just pointed at his feet, because he wanted us to stop in front of him. And then he questioned us as well. Where are you going? Why are you here?
Fuck's sake.
And interrogated us for a couple of minutes. And then when he was satisfied we weren't terrorists, he just like walked off, and we could hear him say, "Have a nice day," and just spat it at us. Bloody French. So we just got to the hotel after that and just stayed there and slept. I hadn't eaten all day, so I might...
Oh, hold on. So how much did the tolls cost you?
In total it was about 60 quid to get through France.
Yeah, I know, because, right, the thing is, I mean, you'd have been all right in your car, but the trick on the toll roads in France is to stop off at service stations between them.
Yeah.
Because it goes on, because if you break the tolls, they can tell whether you've broken the speed limit on the way through and you get charged extra.
Yeah.
If you go too fast. Bastards.
I noticed that. I read that on the internet.
Yeah, well, the bastards.
We couldn't speed in that.
No, you might have got penalised for going too slowly.
Yeah, probably. Or being English.
Yeah. We have a roast beef tax.
So, hate France. So, we got to the hotel and just got in, crashed, slept, came, left in the morning and got the hell out of there as quick as possible.
Yeah, and then, of course, you were into Vichy France and they really fucking don't like us.
In which part?
Vichy France, if you're down there, weren't you? Yeah.
We got out of there. They didn't stop us after that, but we just raced through and didn't look at anyone. And then we got to Spain, and as soon as we went to Spain, nice. No French people around. And just got off the toll road and just had a nice leisurely drive through to Pineda. Not on the toll roads, just in the normal roads. Really nice.
And excellent.
Got to the hotel and then finally I think I spoke to you because you were on the train in.
That's right, yeah. I was on the way in as you got there. And we'll hear all about that in the next bit. But right now I want to play another song, mate.
Okay.
This isn't right, this song. This is Demented I'll Go. This is Schizoid Brain. People think I'm mad, we must be schizoid brain. The other day I'm mad, yeah, I'm off in the rain. This is the man who covered so much. I tell you, I'm gonna do it, then I'll cut her off. They say I'm mad, they say I'm crazy. They say I'm mad, but my skull's your schizoid brain. Why are we young? Why are we true? All of our kids laugh, see what happens to you. I say it to my friends, don't be a fool. I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it. I give one beautiful touch, beautiful body, pain to the touch. She's in the hair, look like mess. Some tarantula when I bend on her chest. They say I'm mad, they say I'm the rain. See the man with my scars across the top of the head. Took me to a doctor, psychiatrist. Said, lock him up, I'm a real persist. I say, yeah, don't be a murderer. Then I kicked the mirror, strangled him. Took all his money and took all his stuff. They say I'm mad. Say I'm mad, say I'm mad when my skull slaps. Get on my way. And the world lit me to mad on Saturday. They say I'm mad. They say I'm crazy. They say I'm really talking with my right, so anyway, I told you that was wrong.
Yeah.
Basically, Demented I'll Go are a wrong band. And that wasn't a weird glitch on your iTunes there. I did say basically. It wasn't, nothing went wrong there. It was just me having a bit of a spack attack and going basically. And well done, Tony, for owning the previous section.
Hey,
you talkative chap. So I think I'll just tell you now, just briefly, about what I'm doing this week. So Thursday, as you know, I'm doing Thursday Fury in Luton. Friday and Saturday I'm at Jester's in Bristol. And I think I'm comping, and it's an excellent bill, although I can't remember the names of the people on, but I looked at it and thought, oh, that is going to be fun. Jester's, Cheltenham Road, Bristol, Friday and Saturday this week. Tony, you got any gigs this week?
No. It's their first week back practising. We had, our Battle of the Bands kind of got a bit lost. I got an email while I was away saying, your Battle of the Bands heat from the, if the intake was the 2nd of July, and I didn't get back from until the 3rd, so nothing planned. I think we've just lost that now. So.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a bit harsh.
Yeah. A little bit.
Nice. Well, so I got to Spain on the plane where the rain was, and as soon as I got to the airport, I knew where I was going, to the railway station, because I'd done it last year. €100 in the cab, €3.40 on the train.
Nice.
Far sensible. So I went to the railway station, I got my ticket, and this giant Dutch guy called Gerard says, "Shell, do you know how to buy a ticket?" I went, "Yes, I do. Come on." And I helped out a Dutch guy. So anyway, we talked, and he was going to Sitges, just south of Barcelona. And we had a little chat, and he said, "Shell, I think you people, are you all in some sort of a cult?" I said, yeah, it's the cult of Psychobilly, mate. He goes, "Oh, I show Psychobilly. I like this. Do you like Batmobile? Everyone in Holland likes Batmobile." Right? Yeah. Good. Thing was, though, that you have to change at Barcelona Sants. And when you get there, I just get lost. And I don't speak enough Spanish or fucking Catalan. So what I do is I follow the quiff.
Yeah.
I see a load of quiffs. I know they're European and sensible. I'm going to follow those quiffs. So I followed a bunch of quiffs. But it did occur to me as I was going up the escalator, and they were halfway up the escalator, that they appeared to be following another bunch of quiffs, right? And by the time I got into the station, main body of the station, I realised that there were several quiffs and bunch of quiffs and people who were all following each other. And it was only a matter of time before, if the ones at the front didn't know they were going, didn't know where they were going, and they were looking out for a bunch of quiffs, they could theoretically find a bunch of quiffs on the back,
yeah,
and we could follow each other around forever. Fortunately, that didn't happen, because the ones at the front were very organised Dutch guys. And hello to Dinny, who was very, very lovely, and all of that. And they said that I just looked at them, looked lost, and they went, "It's platform 18, mate. Follow us." I went, "Oh, yeah, thanks."
Nice.
No, platform 8. Platform 8, I think. So, so it takes about an hour and a half of the train from there. And then you're straight off the train and straight across the road to the hotel promenade where I was staying. Checked in, met up with Ant, got into the room I was sharing with him in a rather gay way, and started drinking.
Okay.
It's a really, really lovely place just for a holiday, Pineda, let alone with a fucking cycling festival on
it. It was really nice.
It's just a really nice place to be. Although the euro is fucked us. I mean, Psycho Pounds wouldn't be able to afford it there. I saw him last Sunday.
Oh, okay.
I saw Stefan last Sunday. Psycho Pounds. But even he'd had trouble affording it now. Because we're all fucked because of the pound against the euro being the same. Mm. You know, a plate of fucking, you know, burger and chips is £10. Yeah. What the fuck is going on? Anyway, this made me so angry, I don't want to talk any more about it. I'm just going to play the next and final track on this week's show. Now, this should have been... We should have been having an interview with Frenzy right now, and then playing the song that they wanted us to play, which is Nitro Boy, off their album Nitro Boy. But unfortunately, I've managed to fuck up the interview. We are going to try and retrieve it, and there is an outside chance I'll see them this weekend. But I kind of want to talk a lot about what happened in Spain for me when I play the interview out, because of what happened in the interview, so I don't want to give too much away. So I am just going to play the last track instead, if that's okay. You've been listening to the Hispanic Girls underneath this, which is rather fitting. Mm-hmm. Tony, are you ready for this?
Yep.
This rocks. This frenzy. This disease.
Just can't help it, for I am but a man. Yeah. she does to me. And I gotta work out why. I feel sanity breaking. I've got to stop this aching. My chest is rising harder. Oh, I've just got to have her. Got a bucket full of pheromones. There's something in my eye. Guess it's something that she does to me.
Frenzy, This Disease, Nitro Boy, great album. Hoping to see one or two of them this weekend. And also, anyone else in the Bristol area, do try and get down to Chester's in Bristol Friday and Saturday. I will be sticking around for Sunday lunch. I'm not getting the train back till 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. So if you do know me and you're in the area, even if you can't see me Friday or Saturday, let's have Sunday lunch before I go back. That would be very nice. Right. Also, we haven't had time to talk about so many things this week, Tony. I haven't had time but to talk about the brilliance that was England's draw with Australia in the first day, the first test of the Ashes, which was nothing short of brilliant. Because not only did we somehow survive batting through the last day, Monty Panesar, Jimmy Anderson, Calderwood and Swan, you legends, but also we managed to really wind them up in the process with what Ricky fucking whinging Aussie Pontic described as gamesmanship, but it's nothing against what they do every fucking half hour. What I would describe as a legitimate way to pass information on to the batsman at the end of a difficult test. It does make me laugh the way that we get accused by Australians as being called whinging Poms. And actually, we whinge about very little. The biggest whingers on the planet are the fucking Aussies, particularly the Aussies when they come here. What are the... Can't fucking believe you've got a capital city. It's not on the fucking seaside. They go, well, no, mate, it's not. This fucking weather's fucking shit. What's fucking going on? I hate this fucking food. This fucking beer's warm. Fucking hell, what's fucking... Call that fucking sport. They're not even fucking picking it up and fucking kicking it at the same fucking time. You go, no, mate, it's England. If you don't like it, fuck off. You fucking whinging Aussie. They are. They whinge more than we do. In fact, Tony, if I remember, I might even play my Australia song again next week. Because I'm angry with them. I haven't played it for a long time, have I? So I might play my Australia song, but never know. Right, please do vote for us at Podcast Alley. Please do the iTunes thing. Please do make me realise that I haven't let Tony say anything here, because I realise we're probably almost at the end of this. And please do say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.